Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. For this Thursday, April the 3rd, 2025. Thank you for listening. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us with his watercolor shirt.
Here I am, my tie-dyed.
Or tie-dyed.
I don't know.
Slash watercolors.
It's my Joseph shirt.
Yeah.
Shirt of many colors.
Oh, well, it is that. Yeah. I grant you that. I like.
I had a dream last night that you all bowed down to me.
Bada-boom. That was a good one. See, Ed, did you want to make an announcement?
I did. We mentioned last half hour when we were talking to Ryan Walters, he's Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction, that we have a new episode being filmed for our AFA at Home series. That's a video series produced by American Family Association and American Family Studios. It's hosted by Walker Wildman, and the series addresses the cultural, spiritual issues facing America from the perspective of leading Christian voices. And episode 7 is going to help. There are a lot of parents across the country that are concerned about Marxist and humanist indoctrination of America's school children. How did we get here, for example? What are the practical solutions to fix this downward spiral in America's education system? Well, this episode 7 of AFA at Home will answer those questions. The title is The Future of Education in America. Abraham Hamilton III will be a guest. Toby Paxton, who's school board research director at iVoter Guide. Julie Pickren, who's a member of the Texas State Board of Education. Dr. Jameson Taylor, who's director of government affairs for AFA. And Ryan Walters, who you heard during the last segment. All of those will be guests. Walker, again, will be hosting it. The release date is May 15th, but you'll be getting information over the coming weeks about how you can access it when that that video becomes available. So keep your ears open for that.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Today's Issues, the name of this program. Well, there is a legislation that is going to might possibly happen in the state of Colorado. I know we don't have a big listening audience in Colorado. We have some folks, you know, we have a couple radio stations, but that we're paying attention to that I think the rest of the country needs to pay attention
to. They do.
You want to set this up, Steve?
Sure, yeah. In Colorado, they're considering a bill. It's HB 1312 that has a whole lot of ramifications. It's called the Legal Protection for Transgender Bill, and I'd like to welcome my friend and former colleague Jeff Johnston to our program. Hey, good morning, Jeff. You're on with Tim and Ed and Wesley, and we wanted to ask you about this bill because it has some concerning things in it. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. It's good to be with all of you.
So, can you just give us the broad outline of what is in this bill?
And it's not a law yet, right?
No, it's okay. It's being considered.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, it's really one of the worst I've seen, and Colorado's passed some pretty bad stuff in the last 5 or 10 years. It includes 7 different provisions. One of the original ones got removed, but the first one is that it defines misgendering your child as child abuse, as coercive control, they call it. And so if a couple is in a custody suit, it tells the courts you have to consider if the child is struggling with sexual identity confusion, does one parent support it? And is one parent opposed? And the opposing parent is now labeled trying to control the child and being abusive to the child. So that's one of the provisions. Parents who bring their kids to Colorado to have transgender surgeries, if it's banned in their state, it doesn't matter. We can do what we want here in Colorado. That's another provision. It defines misgendering. If you know that somebody who comes to your store used to be a man, and you still call him sir or by his original name, your business can be fined pretty heavily under this bill. And, it forces schools to you're not allowed to have different dress codes for boys and girls. It eliminates that. So boys would be able to wear girls' clothes. Girls would be able to wear boys' clothes. And this is even at charter schools, which are supposed to have some autonomy in our state, but it removes that for all of them. So that's some of the bad things that are in this bill.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, good morning to you.
Is it going to pass?
Yeah, that's...
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, let me tell you what's happened so far. They dropped this, introduced it late Friday in the evening. On Monday, they said, we're going to have a hearing on Tuesday. They were able to rally a couple hundred people, many of whom opposed the bill, to testify. But it came out of committee. It was passed at 1 in the morning on Tuesday. So they really are trying to push this through. That was in the House. Now it needs three readings, and then it'll go to the Senate. So they'll probably have another hearing in a committee next week. And again, try to push this through. Our legislature has a supermajority of Democrats, and we have a Democrat governor. So pretty much they can do whatever they want in this state, even if many, many people oppose it, which there's a great deal of opposition to this bill. But, yeah, I think it'll pass. I think they'll do whatever they want to do.
Colorado's turning into California.
It is. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this. As we're talking with Jeff Johnson, policy analyst at Focus on the Family. And, Jeff, as Tim said, most of our listeners are not in Colorado. Why should they be paying attention to this, do you think?
Well, there was a bill that just did the first part of this in California. It said that it would be parental abuse for somebody not to approve of their child's transgenderism. And even there, the governor, Newsom, vetoed the bill. So it just did one section of this. So that's how radical it is that even their governor vetoed it. And stuff that happens here, other blue states are watching, and things like this spread pretty quickly. Once it's passed in one state, other blue states, Democrat states, follow up and do the same thing. So listeners across the country should be aware of this and maybe respond by calling our legislature nicely, tell them you're opposed. But things like this can move pretty quickly to other states.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, thanks so much. So you are a public policy. What is the name of your title?
I wear two hats here. I'm a writer for the Daily Citizen. That's our culture and policy outlet. And then I'm also an issues analyst for Focus, where I look at LGBT issues and education issues primarily.
Gotcha. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for being on with us. I know Focus on the Family, for those who don't know, is based out of Colorado Springs.
It is.
So you have a real
front row seat.
Yeah, to what's going on there. And thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing with us. And we look forward to talking to you again sometime real soon. Keep us posted on this, okay?
Yeah, and thank you for spotlighting this really harmful legislation. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy.
Jeff Johnson, good friend of our own.
I worked with him for 10 years. Interesting background, which we can get into later, but wonderful man.
Yeah. All right, Tim, Ed, Wesley, and Steve, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. We're here every Monday through Friday on American Family
Radio.
Can I
make a suggestion here?
Please, make a suggestion.
Before we get on our tear, if we go straight to Steve before we get started.
Oh, you mean before we – oh, because – yeah.
Tariff part three.
Go Steve.
It's tariff talk, and quite frankly, we can't help ourselves.
No, that's why I'm saying quickly. I'm hopping here. Suggestion, yes, go straight to Steve.
I talked to my wife about it at night. She's just pulling her hair out.
We were in a Mexican restaurant two nights ago, and I was looking at the menu, and I was saying, where are your tariffs? Because I want to order one. You know what I'm saying?
My wife just wants me to stop.
Fried tariffs.
This is backfiring already.
You got burritos, tacos, enchiladas on here, which but us, which I love, and I love Mexican restaurants, but if they think they're fooling us by swapping the order in which the ingredients are listed as if they're different.
Yeah.
So you know about
this,
right?
Because it's all tortillas and something.
Right. So burritos and enchiladas and all those things. Yeah. They all got the beans, the meat, the whatever.
Rice.
Beans and rice.
And they just swap the order in which they're.
Yes.
And they call it different.
They layer them differently. That's it.
You fell right into it, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So I think that needs to be changed.
Exposed. Needs to be exposed.
Well, it needs to be part of the
false
tariff
advertisement.
You can't have tariffs on tacos now without having tariffs on burritos because this is the same
thing.
Noted.
The same thing.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
All right. In a related story to what we were just talking with Jeff about, California is also considering legislation. They are considering a bill that would allow, make it legal for or enshrine boys to be able to participate in girls' sports in locker rooms and private spaces. So they're considering this bill to further make that legal. And you guys know who Matt Walsh is? A blogger?
Oh, yeah.
We're very familiar with him.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Matt Walsh, he's the one that did the movie What is a Woman? So he's kind of traveled in these, he's kind of up on these issues.
And he grew a beard when he was two, by the way.
I think he did.
When he was 2 years old. It's,
if anybody's seen him, that joke makes a lot of sense.
It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Look it up.
He's very proud of it, too.
Earliest kid to grow a beard, Matt Walsh.
Anyway, a Republican in that state asked Matt to come out and testify to this committee. This is a committee. They're considering this bill on transgenders in girls' sports. And
in California.
In California. And this is what Matt had to say. Cut eight.
Today, I'm not going to talk about fairness, although it's certainly true that allowing men to compete in women's sports is deeply unfair. And I'm not going to talk about safety, although it's certainly true that allowing men into female sports teams and into their bathrooms is incredibly unsafe. I'll let others highlight those important points. I want to talk about something even more important and even more basic. It's the most basic thing of all. It's truth. You must keep men out of women's sports and out of their facilities for the simple reason that they are men. Men are not women. A man who claims he is a woman is still not a woman. So why shouldn't men play in women's sports? Because they aren't women. It isn't true. We should not allow men into women's sports for the same reason we shouldn't go around claiming that 2 + 2 = 7. It's just not true. It is a lie. The man who identifies as a woman is either deluded and confused, or he is a cross-dressing fetishist looking to play out his fantasies in public. In either case, the claim that he's making, the claim to womanhood, is not true. And compelling women to take part in this untruth is evil, perverse, and predatory. If you would use the force of law to compel young girls to use a changing room with a boy, you are yourselves predators. Transgenderism is a lie. It is, in fact, the most deranged lie that mankind has ever invented. In a free country, nobody should ever be forced to participate in a lie. As lawmakers, you have an obligation to the truth. It is a truth that I know you all recognize because every human who has ever lived on earth recognizes it, that men are men and women are women. It is that simple. And the question before you is just as simple. The question is this: will you side with the truth, a truth so basic that every toddler understands it, or will you disgrace yourselves by denying it? That is your choice to make.
That's right to the point.
That's Matt Walsh.
It is.
He's a commentator, has a very popular podcast. That he was testifying there. He needs to fly over to Denver.
Right.
And testify before their state legislature over there in Colorado, because everything he said would be applicable to what the legislation that we were talking about potentially in Colorado passing with Jeff Johnston. Ed, I got to ask you, I think I know the answer to this, but still, I think, why is this, why do otherwise educated people, even though they're lefties, most of them, they're smart enough to know that the science here, talking about the things that Matt Walsh just talked about, these people insist that a transgendered person is what they say they are and not what their body says that they are? Why do they?
Yeah, I think there's at least a couple of things at play here. I'm sure there's more. The first is, according to Romans 1, I think these leftists are clearly falling into that trap that Romans 1 says, when people deny the existence of God when they clearly see God's nature and power displayed in nature, in this case, in the design of the human race as male and female, Genesis 1. God made mankind in his own image, male and female, he created them. These are individuals that hate God and as a result hate the world that God has created. And they refuse to give glory to God by recognizing the designs of that nature. And then second of all, I would say that because of that denial of the glory of God, they have fallen into the trap also manifested in Paul's writings in Romans chapter 1 of idolatry. And in this case, the idolatry is mankind is in charge. There is no God, or if there is, we don't listen to him. And because we're in charge, we get to shape the world the way we want. And that idea has been carried so far that they actually believe that if a person declares themselves, if a woman declares herself to be a man, they have the right to do that regardless of what you say science says.
Okay, so, these same people who subscribe to the ideology that you just mentioned, and I do think it's biblical, the response, first and foremost, from Romans chapter 1, you can read it for yourself, folks, where Paul talks about God turning people over to a depraved mind.
Yes.
Or a reprobate mind because they sin so much that finally God just says, well, have it like you want it. And
it says they become foolish
in
their speculations.
Okay. Yes. So these same people that say that that we should accept a people based on who they say they are rather than who they biologically are. If I wore a sombrero, okay, speaking of Mexican restaurants, if I wore a sombrero and I started speaking in broken Spanish, okay, and
that's a funny image.
Yes, well, I can do it for you in a minute.
It's kind of scary, rather than funny.
But and I started saying I'm Mexican. You know, you need to treat me as a Mexican because I identify as a Mexican. And people go, you're delusional, man.
Yeah.
You're not a Mexican. You're playing the part of one.
Right.
You're dressing like one, but you're clearly a white man who is from America.
Yeah.
You can tell by your accent. Okay. So my point is the same people who say we need to let people decide what sex they identify as and treat them as such would say to me, you have cultural appropriation there. You shouldn't be acting like you're a Mexican when clearly you're not and the whole world knows it. You're a delusional person. We're not going to treat you as a Mexican.
Right.
So what would you?
Well, I would say that.
Wesley, what would you say? And then Ed, come in. Why do the same people do both different things?
Well, let me divide that up even further, though, because there is a good portion of people that would react the way you just said. However, there's equally as a number of people who we've got video evidence that would allow you to play out your insanity, too.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
I've seen these kind of man on the street interviews on college campuses
where
they try to trap them just like you did, and it doesn't work because these college students say, okay, fine. If you say you're a Mexican, that's fine. And I see them on video.
Can you do that with age too?
Yeah, for a certain group of people, the true believers, the ones that are willing to stake everything on this, do believe you can. They live in it's a fantasy world.
They know you won't, though.
That's true.
About age, I brought this up years ago. I said, what if I said, in my mind, I said, you know what? I did everything wrong in life, and I'm starting over. Right. I just identify as a 16-year-old. I want back into high school. I'm going to try this again. I'm going to go to college again and all that.
I'm having PTSD because if I did that, I would have to take a test again. Go ahead.
Well, but you say that as an example, and nobody believes you'll do it. So they say, okay, well,
they say that's nuts. That's crazy.
Well, no, they may say because they know you've trapped them, with the questions you're asking, they'll say, fine, go ahead, do it. They know you won't because no one's that crazy, but they won't admit that the people who are saying, I know I'm a man, but I want to identify as a woman, they actually, I think, deep down know that that's nuts, too.
The most popular video, and I'll say this quick, I know Steve's got something here. The most popular video to make my point is the college or is the apologist or speaker that went on campus that cornered the person that said he was a 5 foot, six Chinese. Foot five Chinese woman.
Yes.
And the college student conceded.
Okay.
Okay. If you say you're 6 foot five Chinese woman,
that's the kind of delusion we're talking about.
This is what I like about what Matt said. As Christians, we are confront this, and there's two things we don't want to be called racist or canceled or whatever, and also we think we need to approach people with grace, and so we kind of talk around it and everything. What Matt said was right and direct to the point, and if I'm talking to a transgender person and saying exactly what Matt said, I'm not calling that person names. I'm just declaring the truth. And so I think we get a little too scared of trying to be polite or fear. The truth is the truth. You can stand on that.
Yeah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, that love delights in the truth. I'll get the exact quote here, but
that what now?
I got you.
That love delights in truth. What do you?
Hold on.
Is that it?
This is 1 Corinthians 13.
13, verse 6. Love rejoices in the truth. Yeah. Hold on. Let me make sure. All right, here it is. Rejoice not in equity, but rejoices in the truth. Yeah. So if you truly love somebody,
iniquity. I'm trying to understand what.
Sure.
What, the point. Read the verse again.
This is in King James. Let me get you. There we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Rejoice not in unrighteousness, but instead rejoice in the truth.
Right.
And so the point is that if we, and that's in the chapter, the reason I used the word love earlier, that's in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a chapter that most people refer to as the love chapter. So if you truly love somebody, you're going to rejoice in what's right, not be passive or ignore their delusion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you, Ed, you want to talk about In His Image real quick?
Yeah, inhisimage.movie is, you can go watch the movie I'm about to describe here in just a second, but you can go watch it there at inhisimage.movie. This is a documentary produced by our film studio, American Family Studios. It is a powerful examination of the issue of human sexuality and gender from a Christian perspective. One of the things I love about it is a compassionate look at it. This is not an ideological beatdown. And it looks at the testimonies of four individuals who have come out of these lifestyles, the homosexual lifestyle and transgenderism, and how Christ was able to deliver them and they were able to live victorious lives. It has been viewed by well over a million people, and it has changed countless lives. I invite you to go watch it and then send a link to somebody you know if they have questions about it. Inhisimage.movie.
My thanks to Steve.
A pleasure.
Ed.
Absolutely.
And Wesley.
You're welcome.
And Chris Woodward and our other guest.
Ryan Walters.
And Adam Southers for producing the program.
Jeff Johnston.
Jeff Johnston. Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Trivia Friday. Tomorrow already. We're here at the end of the week.